If you're hanging on for consumer calls, you're going to hang on for a long time because we have finished up that program, and we'll be back for 3 hours of consumer calls tomorrow morning, starting at just a few minutes after 9 o'clock. Right now, it's an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time one-on-one with the folks from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Oklahoma State University, better known as OLLI at OSU, and one of the, I guess I can say, founding members of the local program, Ann Cleary, and we'll talk about our other guest here in just a moment. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, how are you, Charlie?
It's wonderful. It's Friday morning, and the temperatures for the weekend are going to be actually into the 80s, so it's all good, Ann.
Okay, well, that's cool, then.
It will, comparatively speaking, it will be. It's always wonderful when those frogs and fade your throat just about the time
exactly.
I turn the mic on.
Well, listen, I'm so excited because it is almost OLLI time.
It is.
Starting our fourth year in Bartlesville.
I cannot believe that.
And Charlie has been with us from the beginning and one of our most popular classes. But we've got new classes and some old classes, and they're all starting in a few weeks. So here are two dates. First of all, a party. September 11th. Mm-hmm. That's a Sunday afternoon, and we're going to have a registration party. But please feel free to register online at beforehand, or call them and tell them you want the classes, or you can wait and come to the party and register and meet all of the teachers.
It's a great time, and having been to those parties that typically are Sunday afternoons, it's a good time. You get to interact with some of the people you've seen from the classes mm-hmm. before, and kind of get a little bit of a preview from the instructors. We don't give it all away, but
right.
Enough to say, yeah, that sounds like it could be fun.
That's right, and that is September 11th from 4 to 6 at the Haskell Event Space. And if you don't know where that is, it is in the downtown Bartlesville, in the block between Johnstone and Dewey mm-hmm. on East Frank Phillips. It's on the south side of the road. It's close to Sweet Peas. You won't have any trouble finding it, and there's plenty of parking on Sunday afternoon.
And typically, I think you've got some signs up in the window, something about OLLI at OSU, so
absolutely.
You'll find it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And by then, we should be having the bulletins out, which will have more information. So that's September 11th. Then classes start. We have seven new classes the following week on September 19th.
Okay.
And the classes are, I'm just going to run through briefly, and then as we have time, we can go into more detail.
Okay.
But one is Kevin Bennett, who has taught three previous classes, mm-hmm. is back with some more of his wonderful documentaries. And this time the subject will be Adventures in the Pursuit of Happiness. Right from the Declaration of Independence.
Cool.
There you go.
There you go.
And we will have a reprise of the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, mm-hmm. one of our most popular classes, and that will be on Monday also, along with Kevin's class, from the Ranger out at our own little state park at
Osage
Hills.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, the classes. And all of these classes, by the way, are daytime except for Charlie's, from 10 to noon or from 1 to 3. Okay, Tuesday morning is family history class. That's genealogy. And
I think I met her one time. Oh, no.
And I think, yeah, Jeannie. Jay will be teaching this. Jay Lamb, along with Barbara Fulton and others from the Genealogical Society here. Mm-hmm. And a really fascinating one, at least for me, is Go Set a Watchman. That is the title of the new book that was just published from To Kill a Mockingbird. It's this, and Morris McCorvey from the West Side Community Center, mm-hmm. he's the director out there, is going to teach that. And it will be about the book, about racial history, and it promises to be a knockout course. His always are. The To Kill a Mockingbird, we're mm-hmm. all familiar with that. Go
right.
Set a Watchman.
Which would fit into a great series of films on courtroom dramas.
Oh,
and I considered
yeah.
that, but we're not doing it this time.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have known. The book actually is a sequel, but it was written before To Kill a Mockingbird.
Right.
So, on Wednesdays, the classes are totally different and very arty. Mahjong, which is mind game with tiles. Yeah,
and a lot of people have a lot of fun there.
Yes, it's very popular. It started in the 1920s and people study it like bridge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the art and Zentangle. And that is that doodling art class. That's mm-hmm. what I call it. It may not be
creative
accurate.
Line drawing. I'll go along with you on
yeah.
that. You can doodle and you can Zentangle.
Right. And the Zentangle class, she's done a couple of them here. But if you're a beginner, that's all right. Come on. And the ones that are more advanced will learn how to do 3D Zentangle and with color. And then Thursday night is our ever-popular film series. And this time it's going to be The Art and Times of Billy Wilder.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm going to let Charlie take that.
Well, Billy Wilder, of course, emigrated to the U.S. After the Nazis took over in Berlin. And so he brings in some of his international experience. We had one of his films last semester, Some Like It Hot, one of the Marilyn Monroe comedies. And kind of continuing, he did so many different types of films, and I'm not going to get all of them, but he wrote or directed, and often wrote and directed mm-hmm. a lot of his films. Double Indemnity, kind of a film noir classic mm-hmm. In there, and has to do with, just kind of what the film title might suggest. The insurance company pays double if it's an accidental death, and Fred McMurray's daughter did not like her dad at all the first time she saw that film, because mm-hmm. He's the protagonist, I guess you could say,
the
heavy in there that helps out with this attempt at double indemnity. What a fun! It's shown frequently at Christmas time. The Bishop's Wife, Cary Grant. Another good film there. Marilyn, you kind of have to get Marilyn in on the 7-year itch. And if you know no other scene from that one at all, there's a scene along the streets of New York where the wind is blowing her skirt up. And an opportunity for a guy who's been married for 7 years, and let's just say he thinks his life is not as exciting as it should be. So we'll have a little bit of fun with that one. Witness for the Prosecution. One of those courtroom dramas that works out so well and is a real classic. And there's just, I think we're going to have some fun with Billy Wilder's
films. Oh, those
films.
Sound like fabulous films. I can't wait. And those are on Thursday evenings.
Thursday evenings.
And I forgot to tell you where these classes are going to be held, because the Monday classes are all out at Arvest Bank, mm-hmm. and the Wednesday classes are too. But the Tuesday classes, you may see somewhere on old material that they're going to be at Westside Community Center. No, they've been moved to the Tri-County Tech. So we're excited about having access to all the computers out there and a new partner in this. And so that's where the Tuesday classes. And your class, Charlie, is at the Unitarian Church?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
That's what they tell me. But if you tell me that it's going to be someplace else, I'll show up.
Okay, we'll look for that then.
The Unitarian Church has been a nice site for us. They've got a good sound system and nice large screen for presentation. And that's some of the things that I think on the film classes that you and some of the folks have talked about in the past, that we're used to seeing so many of these classic films on television, and even the biggest large screen TV doesn't do it justice compared to the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, the nuts and bolts of the program is people need to join the Osher Lifelong Learning group. And before, this is the first time we've changed the prices since the beginning. It's been over 10 years, I think. So this year, the price for joining has gone down. Yay!
All right.
It's $40 instead of $50.
Osher Lifelong Learning is a better deal than it's ever been before.
Right, in a sense. But you also no longer get that one free class. You pay $25 just flat out for every class you take. And for those of us who realize these classes are offered throughout the year of your membership 3 times, and so it'd be 7, 14, 21 almost classes times 25, that's quite a bit. So it's cheaper to pay $200 and get the full ride membership, and that way you can take any class here, Tulsa, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, wherever that you want. And that's what a lot of people do. It sounds like a lot, but it's worth every penny.
Several of the people in my film classes, because they're an evening class, in the past have spent the day in Norman or Stillwater and then showed up with their popcorn in hand, ready to enjoy a film.
Absolutely, yeah.
You brought Linda Radker along.
I did, because we lost our fearless leader from the beginning, Sally
Bernard.
Well,
she's not lost. We know where she's at.
Yeah, she's no longer living in Bartlesville. So we have a wonderful replacement, Linda Radker, and I'm going to let Linda introduce herself, and we're just delighted to have her as part of the Ollie family up here.
Well, Linda, thank you very much for coming in. Many people will know Linda. She has had a business in downtown Bartlesville, but I did not realize until this morning that actually your experience and training has been in education all this time.
My background, my education, I have a master's degree in education, taught both high school and college. We actually moved here so that I could teach out at Wesleyan University. Many years ago, so I taught out there for several years, then went on into the graphic design business because that's what I was teaching, and did that for a lot of years, and have kind of come back full circle to education, and I'm loving it, loving being associated with people who are excited about learning.
And that's, to me, and I know that's unofficially and officially the kind of the concept of the Osher Lifelong Learning grant all the way around. It is people who, you know, want to continue that educational process for as long as they're around.
Yes. Yes, and I'm amazed at the diversity of the people that we have that come to classes, and the diversity of the classes themselves that we teach, I think, are very interesting. And we're always open for suggestions on classes. If people come and take some of our classes and say, oh, let's get so-and-so in here to teach a class that we're interested in, we will follow up on that and, you know, see what we can do. We appreciate your suggestions.
Well, you have some a good cadre of volunteer instructors that are willing to give of their time and their knowledge and share it around. And as you well know as a teacher, it's that classroom discussion that really brings out all the details.
And discussion is all it is. Yeah, discussion is all it is. You don't have to write papers. You don't have to take a test. You just come for the love of learning. Here you go.
Well, and you build the relationships, which to me has been very meaningful already, even though I'm just barely skimming the surface of getting to know people in the classes. But building the relationships with people in the community of all kinds of backgrounds, and learning together, getting lots of different opinions, lots of different points of view, and that's part of the learning, is looking at it from a different point of view.
It's scholarships.
It is, yeah. Go ahead and add.
Oh, okay, I thought I would mention, we do have scholarships available. You just need to contact the Ollie at OSU people in Stillwater. There's a form, if you go online, where you can register now.
Okay.
The simplest way to get to it is just search on Ollie at OSU and then put Stillwater, and it'll just pop it right up for you.
And make sure you get the Oklahoma, not the Ohio version.
Right. Yeah. If you put Stillwater in, it gives you to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So Ollie at OLLI at OSU space Stillwater. The official URL would be...
It's more complicated than people probably want to hear on the
radio. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
But, I mean, unless...
And there's an 800 number, and all of this is available online, so everything about Ollie is online, so you can find it there. But even more fun is, please come to that September 11th Sunday afternoon registration party.
And they'll feed you.
Yeah, I'll feed and wine and the whole bit, yes.
And that's something, all of the daytime classes, and I think we've covered this in the past, the daytime classes, there's kind of a break for a snack or something.
Right, we have cookies and coffee and tea and water.
Yeah, and sometimes we can stop the film, and sometimes we just let it roll right on through and bring your popcorn and cookies and have a good time and enjoy it.
That's right, yeah. This has just been a wonderful program for so many of us in Bartlesville. I mean, it's like we're a family, and there's always new people coming in, and the word is spreading. I was at a meeting at the library the other night, and I overheard two women talking about, well, I don't know, there's this program, Ollie. And, of course, I butted right in and told them all about it.
How rude.
I mean, the word is getting out, you know, about how great it is to have something to occupy your mind, and it's socially good for us all. That's why the program was started, was to enhance retirees' abilities to get out and think and not just, you know, sit and watch TV at home or whatever you do.
Yeah. And if you're going to watch a film, come to the class and we'll talk about it before, during, and after.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Anne, this is fun, and so I know you are a great motivator, but again, people just need to come to the event.
Yeah, yeah. And you can always register late, too, if you... I probably shouldn't say that, but...
It's already out there. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, again, it's pretty easy. And again, Google Ollie at OSU Stillwater and get signed up for the course.
Yep. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Anne Cleary, Linda Radiker, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We'll get more out of Linda next time, but she's new, and we're going to give her a pass on a lot of this. This is the first time, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Brew and Buzz on the way, coming up next on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
One of the things that could be happening when God allows us sometimes to go through this is